Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of James, chapter 3. And we read it from verse 1 to verse 12. We continue to speak about the tongue. This will be part 2. James, chapter 3. Verse 1 to 12. Say, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that is defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of bears, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Let's pray. God, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness to us. Come before in the name of Jesus, I ask the Lord to anoint this time, anoint my lips, and put verses and statement, and let your word be declared clearly. I pray for cleansing in our heart and mouth and minds, that every one of us will control his mouth in the way that your name will be glorified. I pray for fruit. I pray, O God, for people to be saved. I pray for wisdom and humility in each and every one of us, to adopt the message and apply it carefully in our life. Take it, O God, and make it reach to those who are in need of it. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We speak here again about the tongue. In the first verse, Apostle James, he said to them, my brethren, be not many masters. The meaning of master is teachers. Especially when it comes to the word of God, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. He did not say greater blessing. We receive the greater condemnation when we err and move away from what the word of God says. In the body of Christ nowadays, there are many opinions, but not based on the word of God. We need to be very careful when we give opinion, and certain times you say, I don't like this and I don't like that. But the word of God, there are certain arrangements in the word of God. We cannot bypass it. And if the doctrine does not base on the word of God or human practices, that will not stand in front of God. Apostle James, he warned. He told them, be not many masters while speaking to his own congregation and people. Don't teach what the thing that is not according to the scriptures. For in many things we offend all. And he included himself, and I include myself also. We may do a lot of things, mistakes, sin or wrongdoing. But if any man offend not inward, the same is the perfect man. What we come to publish with our tongue, with opinion, that is already teaching, whether you like it or no. And we need to be very careful with it. If we have uttered something non-biblical, we need to confess it, renounce it, and ask God forgiveness. That's why God had put in the church teachers who know exactly the meaning of it. And we need to go back to the roots and apply it. God would not change his word, and God also would not change his ways. That's why in the book of 1 John he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, he will clean, he will forgive us, and he will also purify us. We need to confess it. We need to confess certain things that we give opinion or we give teaching does not go along the word of God. I used to do that and I will continue to do it. If I have taught in the past something not based on scripture, hear it from me, from the public. But if you have not yet heard from me, from the prophet, that about certain teaching, that does mean that it is not yet changed. I don't hear opinion of outside, but I'm speaking about, if there is a teaching that I have personally published and I did not change it, if I'm going to change it, I will publish it from here. All the teaching I had followed the scriptures in it. And there's yet more to come. There are certain teaching in the past. When I published, I repented. There's certain things I did not do. I say it. If you did not hear yet from me certain things about certain teaching, don't assume that I have changed the ways of God. Teachers should know their limits. And teacher also, God has put them in certain area where certain sin need to be combated. There are certain topics, if you ask me, I say I'm not good in it. But what the Lord had in trust, I will stand on it. Because that is what the Word of God say. He said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. The word bridle is, the meaning of it is to guide, to hold in check, also to restrain. Today I was searching about the photo of a bridle, and all the photo that I saw, it's about horses. They are controlled by a bridle. And the thing here, they put the bridle on the horse in some nice arrangement that he cannot take it out, and there is somebody controlling it. Now, regarding the bridle for man, whom do you think that control our mouth? Who is wrong? If you ask me who can control my mouth? I hear we. Whom do you think God can, because they breathe it, they put it for the horse, somebody controlling it, right? But for the man, when he sees that, when he sees that, and able also to breathe the whole body. So who is controlling our tongue? Who is controlling my tongue? Myself. No one else. We are very accountable about the tongue, especially when it comes to the teaching. Certain time, we may go deep to the teaching. It will just continue what God has revealed. But we cannot change it to another way of teaching. He said, verse 3, behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. So hear what he speak here about turning the whole, the controlling the mouth and the lips, is turning the whole body. That's why we need very carefully control our hearts, control our mouth, what we are going to speak. Whether while we are on reaction or while we are in the process of getting the right way of God. And that will control the whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Now here speak about the ship. They have a rudder or helm. They will change the direction. The one who is the captain, the governor of the ship, he will change it. But who is the governor of my life? God. But who is the governor of my mouth and myself, not God? I am responsible. Have you get the point here? He did not say that God will control. It is up to us. God was controlling Balaam from prophesying. But his heart, his wicked heart, he did not change. Still, Balaam was in full control. Although he prophesied blessing for Israel, but he taught the enemy of Israel how to entice their men with women. Let's read verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. It's about boasting. So, when God created the tongue, it is something of boasting, and we need to be very careful about it. That's why three questions, consider it. First, do I need to speak? Second, if I need to speak, what I'm going to say? Third, do I need to close my mouth? Because if you will open it and speak something, God does not say that is boasting already. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts the great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. He contributes that the fire that the tongue will kindle. Small lie. Small lie destroy much. And the first one who boasts, you know who she? Eve. And when devil told her, really God said, don't eat of this. All. She said, we may eat from all, but you should not eat or touch. She added something to it. She added to it. verse 6. Let us see how James defined the tongue. And the tongue is? Fire. Tongue is fire. And that's why we have to be very careful in using our tongue. And the tongue is fire, a word of iniquity, not a word of righteousness. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiled the whole body. It did not say sanctified, it defiled the whole body, and set it on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So when we are created, when we are born, that tongue has evil, and we need to control it. That's why, you know, when the Holy Ghost came on the apostle, they were a tongue of fire. Inside the tongue of flesh went. When I speak, did the Holy Spirit ask me to say it or speak it? How about the careless word, the careless opinion? How about just we throw opinion without, based on scriptures? You need to be very careful. Because what we speak is already teaching. What we speak is already teaching. Whether good and bad, or bad, God is calling us today accountable. Verse 7, for every kind of beast, and of bears, and of the serpents, and of the things in the sea is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. He said all kind of animal, bears, serpents, snakes, are tamed, controlled by man. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But you say, don't depend on somebody else to control your tongue. It is your jurisdiction to control your lips and your mouth, what you're going to speak. Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Now, when we speak about that we bless men and we curse men, let's go to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2. And let us read who are those who are cursed. You know, we understand that somebody going to bless us, you know, speak good things about us. But let's read who are those who are cursed according to the scripture. And how we curse people according to the scripture. And which way God wants us to bless the people. In 2 Peter chapter 2, and verse 10 to verse 19. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. They have self-will. They speak evil against authorities. They have presumptions, uncleanness. And verse 11, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the thing that they understand not. They don't understand scriptures and they speak things. They speak evil. And shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Verse 13, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it a pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Verse 14, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, deceiving, unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, and he called them cursed children. When we don't declare the will of God fully, when we make things worldly to the people just to appeal to them, we are moving into this category. In verse 15, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water. Clouds are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, when they speak out of the scriptures, they just give opinion and not opinion. Great swelling words of vanity, they utter through the lust of the flesh. You know what is allure? Like somebody want to attract a girl. He speak some words to her, to some way to attract her to him. That's when they speak out of the scriptures. They allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. What they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servant of corruption, for of whom a man's overcome of the same is he brought in bondage. When we speak, let us speak the very word of God. Let's go through the scriptures and go back to the foundation of the word of God. Let's go back to the book of James, chapter 3. In verse 10, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. We understand what's cursing when we don't speak the will of God to the people. When we start to compromise, when behave like Balaam, we are thinking that we are standing with God, but we have another agenda inside us. That he say here, that cannot be. In verse 11, that the fountain sent forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Now it's very clear. He say, if the fountain of water cannot send out sweet water and cannot send out also bitter water, then now that's very clear. Bitter and sweet, very, very clear, and that's easily to differentiate. But can you tell me in verse 12 how you can solve it? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? He told them, If you have a fig tree, do you expect olive from the fig tree? No. And if you have vine, do you expect figs? No. How I understand it? When you go to the fig tree, you expect figs, right? But how about if she will give you olives? It's fine, no, also? Fine, right? At least there is something fruit. You know, when we speak good opinion, but not based on scripture, on the word of God, and for on the will of God, we are doing here the same. Their opinion like figs, like olives. It is good, but they are not the will of God. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either of vine figs? So can no fountain both give salt water and fresh? Now, salt water and fresh, completely different. You cannot drink a salt water. But instead of taking figs, you can eat grapes. It's fine about it. That is, should not be there. The will of God, if it is figs, we can't make it olive. And if it is olive, we cannot make it mango. And if it's mango, we cannot make it banana. Although they are good opinion, but they are not the will of the Lord our God. Let's go now to the book of Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 20. So I need to be careful that if it is fig, I should not make out mango. And if it is mango, I cannot say, can you take grapes instead of the, it is the same. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 20. Say, the tongue of the just is as a choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. So here, the tongue of the just is coming from a just heart. And it's like a choice silver. He did not say gold, but at least you will have something genuine. And then the second part of it, the heart of the wicked is little worth. And to be careful when we give opinion or we speak things, does not go along the will of God. It might not make a difference at the beginning, but later on it will have a big deal. So let us be careful the way we speak. If a man can put a bridle on his tongue, then he can be a perfect man, and he put all his body under control. If we have utter certain opinion that's not correct, as the word of God shows, it is fine to confess and to renounce it and go back to the right way. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Continue to cleanse our heart and mouth, O God. Help us, each and every one of us, even myself, to put a bridle on our mouth and lips in the name of Jesus, to control our thoughts and our hearts, desires and our minds. And the word that we're going to speak, Lord, make us very conscious of whatever word we're going to say. We understood, Lord, that We are accountable before you, and you had left for us the tongue to control it. Lord, the true reward of evil, and it will be set on fire if you not control it in hell and will burn the whole body. We pray, O God. Pray for each and every one of us, even myself, to humble us, Lord, before you, to accept correction, to go back to the basic of your word and apply them in our lives. I pray for more the fruit of the Holy Spirit, fruit of self-control, patience, gentleness, kindness, in each and every one of us, faithfulness. Lord, work in each and every one of us life. We cannot make it without you. Help us and lead us. Let the word of yours that you sent to us tonight bring the fruit and the harvest that you desire to see in each and every one life. We thank you, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Truly, God, you are the only one who restores our soul. Let the word of God that we receive from you not to be a burden to us, but we'll have a joy in obeying it, O God. Pray for myself, Lord. I commit myself to control my tongue with a bridle, O God, in the name of Jesus. Also, I pray for all my brethren. Do the same, O God. To regard battle and a great responsibility. O God, but we trust you, Lord. You will not let us bear more than what we can. We thank you, God. Thank you for all the discipline that we receive from you to correct us, to make us a perfect people of yours. I pray for a blessing for each and every one of us who come to obey and apply. Lord, bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.